That's my prarthana, longing for perfection and devotional service. This is the translation. When will that opportune moment come to me when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after shivering while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring from my eyes? And when will Nityananda bestow his causeless mercy upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment will become very insignificant? When will that day come? When my mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Then my spiritual life will be successful. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das always prays to remain at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. Thank you. A short purport by Srila Prabhupada. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee in Acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs, is very significant. In this song he says, Gauranga Bharite Habe Poraka Sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting one as soon as one chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us, when there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Balite Nayane Babe Nera. Thank you very much. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Arakabe Nitai Chanda Karina Hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is said to be the original spiritual master, so we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Arakabe Nitai Chanda Karuna Haribe Samsara Vasana Mokabahutichurabe. Samsara Vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das further says, Rupa Raghunath Pare Hoipe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness, because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service. He has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given a summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of the six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this yugala, purity, conjugal love under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shudahame Mana Kabehama Hurabo Sri Vrindavana. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Okay. Gauranga Bharite Habe Hila Kasira Hari Hari Bharite Narayana Babe Nira Gauranga Bharite Habe Hila Kasira Hari Alite Habe Kula Kasarila Hayare Balite Maya Ne Pabe Neya Kabanita Chanda Karuna Ode Samsara Vasanamo Kabe Kuchare Kabanita Chanda Karuna Ode Samsara Vasanamo Kare Kuchare Te Anga Bavite Hare Pulata Sarila Hari Hari Bavite Namo Bhave Nira Parikhe Hare Vishaya Chariya Kare Shudha Bhamana Abhamara Vashu Vrindavana Vishaya Chariya Kare Shudha Bhamana Hare Kulaka Sarila Hari Hari Balita Naya Nubhava Nura Laguna Sapare Hoi Bay Akuti Sabe Amas Mutabe Se Yutara Puti Upa Laguna Sapare Hoi Bay Akuti Hari Hare Balite Nayano Kare Nira Kuranda Parite Hare Laguna Sapare Raha Marasha Katana Karaya Sarai Which one is that? Text 100? Okay, so we'll start with text 100. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya
Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 6, text number 100. This chapter is called The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Prati Yuga Karena Krishna Yuga Avatara. Taka Nishta Hridaya Tamara Nahika Vichara. Prati Yuga Karina Krishna Yuga Avata. Taka Nishta Hridaya Tamara Nahika Vichara. Prati Yuga Karena Krishna Yuga Avata.
Prati Yuga Karena Krishna Yuga Avata.
Taka Nishta Hridaya Tama Nahika Vicha.
Taka Nishta Hridaya
Tama Nahika Vicha. Somebody else? Any ladies? Someone else?
Prati Yuga Karena Krishna Yuga Avatara.
Pratyuge, in every age or millennium, Karena makes Krishna, Lord Krishna, Yuga Avatara, incarnation for the age, Tarka Nishta, hardened by argument, Hridaya, heart, Tomara, your, Nahika, there is not, Vichara, consideration. Gopinath Acharya continued, there is certainly an incarnation in every age, and such an incarnation is called a Yuga avatar. But your heart has become so hardened by logic and argument that you cannot consider all these facts. Text number 101. Asanvanastaya hiyasya grinata na yugam tana. This is different. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Asan Vanastaya Hiyasya Krinata Nu Yugantanu Shukra Raktastata Pita Idanam Krishna Tangata. In the past, your son has had bodies of three different colors according to the age. These colors were white, red, and yellow. In this age, Dwarapa Yuga, he has accepted a blackish body. Can anyone tell me where this verse is from and who spoke it? Huh? Yeah. Gayamuni, which canto? 10th canto. All right. Chapter. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.8.13, was spoken by Gayamuni when he was performing the rituals at Lord Krishna's name-giving ceremony. He states that the incarnations of the Lord in other ages have been white, red, and yellow. This yellow color refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose bodily complexion was yellowish. This confirms that in past Kali Yugas, the Lord also had incarnated in a body that was yellow in hue. It is understood that the Lord incarnates in different colors for the different Yugas, such a trait to Dwarapa and Kali. Accepting the yellow color, Pita, as well as other characteristics, the Lord incarnated as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the verdict of all Vedic authorities. Text 102. Iti dvapa uvisha stuvanti jagadishvaram nanatancha vidanena kalavapi tata shrinu. In the age of Kali, as well as in Dwarapa Yuga, the people offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by various mantras and observe the regulative principles of the supplementary Vedic literatures. Now please hear this from me. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.5.31. And the next is very famous, text 103. We'll say this, you can respond. Krishna Vanam Tisa Krishnam Sangha Pangas Vipasharam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Translation. In this age of Kali, those who are intelligent perform the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this age always describing the glories of Krishna. That incarnation is yellowish in hue and is always associated with his plenary expansions, such as Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and personal expansions such as Gadadhar, as well as his devotees and associates such as Swarup Damodar. Purport. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 is explained by Sri Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandarbha as quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in regard to the explanation of Adi Leela, 3rd chapter, verse 52. So who spoke this verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Kalabhajana. It's a very important verse. So, Krishna appears in the Kali Yuga in his most merciful form. And there's a nice description in the Chaitanya Mangala. The Chaitanya Mangala was written by Lochan Das Thakur. And Lochan Das has described a conversation between Murari Gupta and Damodar Pandit. And Murari Gupta is explaining to Damodar Pandit an incident that took place in Dwarka. And he's describing, first of all, how Narada Muni was very depressed to see the problems in the Kali Yuga. How to see, he was very sad that nobody was interested in Krishna consciousness. Narada Muni was crying and he was lamenting so much. And so he made up his mind that he was going to rout Kali. So he decided that if he was a true servant of Yadav Roy, that's Krishna, then he would be able to bring Krishna down to the earth planet. Because he said that the desire of the devotee is the same as the desire of the Lord. So if my desire is that Lord Krishna comes, then that must be Krishna's desire. So, and I will also bring the demigods and Krishna's associates. So Narada Muni, he's always thinking of how to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. Anyway, so he was thinking like this, and he went to see Krishna in Dwarka. At that particular time, Krishna had just left the palace of Satyabhama to go and see Rukmini. Of course, we hear in the Krishna book that Krishna expanded himself into 16,000 forms to be with each and every different queen, each and every different palace. But in this narration, it describes that Krishna left the palace of Satyabhama to go to see Rukmini. So anyway, he went to see Rukmini. And when he went to see Rukmini, Rukmini kept the palace spotlessly clean. Even though it was completely clean, she cleaned it again, because this is the nature of a pure devotee, that cleanliness is beautiful. So Krishna came to the palace, and then Rukmini was washing his lotus feet. And then when she was washing his feet, she started to cry uncontrollably. And Krishna said, "Well, why are you crying? Is it because of the I was teasing you in the past, and you're still remembering that?" Rukmini said, "No, it's not that. I'm crying because your lotus feet are so beautiful that they make me cry. And your lotus feet are so amazing that anybody who smells the aroma of your lotus feet is automatically freed from birth and death. So why are you crying?" So Rukmini said, "My Lord, I'm crying because you are so beautiful, but you do not understand how, you do not understand. You are the Supreme Personality of God, but you do not understand the love of your devotees. That you know everything, past, present, and future, but you don't understand the feeling of love that your devotee feels for you." So then Rukmini, she was explaining this, and so simultaneously Narada Muni arrived in Dwarka. So Krishna welcomed him, and he was very distressed because he, as I said, that he was very disturbed about the conditions in the Kali Yuga, that nobody was interested in chanting Hare Krishna, that he was traveling around and he could not find anybody who wanted to hear or chant about Krishna. So he's very disturbed because his heart was so compassionate that he was just very unhappy. So when he went to see Krishna, he explained to Krishna. And then Krishna said that, Narada, you have forgotten one thing, that Parvati, she had promised to distribute Mahaprasad remnants to every living entity in the Kali Yuga. And then Krishna said, yes, I will appear in a wonderful form in the Kali Yuga. So he manifested this amazing form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I will do that so that I can actually taste the happiness of prema bhakti. I will appear as a devotee and I will experience the happiness that my devotees, specifically Srimati Radharani, feels when she is in my position, when I'm in her position. So, anyway, then Narada Muni, he was so ecstatic. He saw that form of Lord Chaitanya, and then he became so overwhelmed with love for Lord Chaitanya when he saw that form. And so, of course, then Lord Krishna went back to his original form of Krishna. So this is the one of the reasons that the book, the Chaitanya Mangala, goes further on to explain how Narada Muni, he served Lakshmi for 12 years to get some Mahaprasadam from her, because Lord Vishnu had said that, don't give my Mahaprasad to anybody, that I want to, that is only for you, that is only for my special people. So Narada Muni had served Lakshmi for 12 years just to get a little bit of Mahaprasadam. And then Lakshmi was in a lot of anxiety because she knew that Lord Narayan didn't want him or her to give his Mahaprasadam to anybody. Anyway, it's a little bit complicated, but ultimately she gave him a tiny little bit of Mahaprasadam, and then Narada Muni became so ecstatic by this tiny little bit of prasadam. Then he went to see Lord Shiva because he was going to tell everybody about how Lord Chaitanya was going to appear in the Kali Yuga, because Krishna told him to do that. So Lord Shiva said, well, you're so ecstatic, why are you so ecstatic? And Narada Muni said, well, I took this Mahaprasadam and immediately I became so ecstatic, and then Lord Shiva, where is my Mahaprasadam? And he got upset with Narada Muni. Anyway, he had a tiny little bit left. So anyway, the story is a little bit complicated, but ultimately by Narada Muni's desire, of course, we hear that Advaita Acharya, also his desire was that Krishna would appear in the Kali Yuga. They were both very morose to see the sufferings of the fallen living entities in this age. But, of course, Lord Chaitanya, he distributed the highest or the greatest wealth of Krishna prema, even to the sinful, degraded living entities of the Kali Yuga. Because in the Kali Yuga, he also explained, Narada Muni, that the Kali Yuga is the best age, because in this age, one can actually get love of Godhead very, very easily. The Krishna himself, when he appeared, he performed so many pastimes, and these wonderful pastimes, they weren't available for everybody, because people weren't blessed with love of Krishna the same way that Lord Chaitanya was able to bless everybody. Because Lord Chaitanya, he broke open the seal on the treasure chest of love of God, and you distribute it to everybody. So that love was also felt by Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishvara Puri. And Madhavendra Puri was the first devotee in the line of Lord Chaitanya to express the feelings of separation, that echoing the feelings of Srimati Radharani. So when Madhavendra Puri was passing away, there were two different personalities that were with him. One was Ramachandra Puri. And Ramachandra Puri, because Madhavendra Puri, he was lamenting. He was saying, he was saying a very famous verse, which I can't remember, which explaining how, oh, my most merciful Lord, oh, Master of Mathura, because I'm not seeing you, my mind has become disturbed. I'm very agitated. When will I see you again? I dina dayadra nata hai. So this was the first devotee to express these feelings of Srimati Radharani. So when he was saying like this, then Ramachandra Puri, he was saying, why don't you feel transcendental bliss being merged in the Brahman? What's wrong with you? I mean, this is the disciple talking to the guru. So Madhavendra Puri he became very agitated with Ramachandra Puri, because Ramachandra was trying to instruct him. He was feeling great ecstasy, remembering Krishna in separation. And here was this ignorant fool saying, you should become merged in Brahman now, you're about to pass away. So Madhavendra Puri told him to get out, leave me alone. But Ishvara Puri, his mood was totally different. Ishvara Puri was actually blessed with the love of God by Madhavendra Puri because of his attitude, because Madhavendra Puri was so pleased with Ishvara Puri, because Ishvara Puri took the role of a very humble servant. He would clean the stool and urine from Madhavendra Puri's body, and he served him in a very submissive, wonderful way. So he was blessed, and because he was blessed with that love of God, Lord Chaitanya accepted him as his guru. So when Ishvara Puri appeared in Navadvip, he actually appeared in incognito. He appeared in the dress of a Ekadandi sannyasi, because he didn't want people to recognize him, or he didn't want to pose as a Vaishnav. He was appearing incognito, but Advaita Acharya knew the symptoms of a great devotee. So he could see that Ishvara Puri has great love of Krishna, because one time Mukunda was there in the presence of Advaita Acharya and Ishvara Puri, and he just started to chant some verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna, and immediately Ishvara Puri, he also, like the other story when Mukunda did the same thing, but this time also Ishvara Puri, he became overwhelmed with love of God. So he was wandering in in Navadvip, and he was incognito. So this is the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur with the commentary by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which I'll read a little bit. In this way, as Ishvara Puri wandered about Navadvip in disguise, no one was able to recognize him. One day, as Sri Gaurasundara was returning home from school, by providence he met Sri Ishvara Puri. Seeing his eternal servant, the Lord offered his obeisances. The etiquette purport that householders offer respects to members of the renounced order of life is prescribed in the Dharma Shastras. As a Grihastha Brahmin, Sri Gaurasundara duly offered obeisance to the Vaishnava Sannyasi. Although Sri Gaurasundara is the Lord of the 14 worlds, and although he later enacted the pastime of accepting initiation from Ishvarapuri, in reality Ishvarapuri was the servant of Sri Gaurasundara. So in the Kali Yuga, Krishna appears, he is Tri Yuga, which means he only appears in three ages. Because in the fourth age, the Kali Yuga, he is hidden. He is called the Channa. Channa means hidden incarnation. So he appeared as a devotee of Krishna. He didn't appear as Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada gave the example that if Srila Prabhupada was showing us how to wash the floor, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes show people how to wash the floor. There's a way that you're supposed to do it. And so he said, I'm not the floor washer. I'm showing you how to do it. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya, he was the Supreme Lord, but he was showing us how to be a devotee. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he composed that famous verse, Vairagya Vidya Niji Bhakti Yoga, Shikshatame Kapurusha Purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dharya Kripambara Yastam Aham Prapadye, that Lord Chaitanya has come to teach us what is real knowledge, what is real renunciation. He is descended because he is an ocean of mercy. So Ishvarapuri, he met Lord Chaitanya. When Ishvarapuri saw Nimai's features, he could understand that Nimai was the most grave and exalted personality. So he actually realized that he wasn't an ordinary person. He was actually a Siddha Purusha, and he was worshipable. And since the Lord accepted the mood of a devotee, he appeared as a Siddha Purusha, even though he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvarapuri inquired, O best of the Brahmins, what is your name? What are you studying and teaching, and where do you live? When the others replied, he is Nimai Pandit, Ishvarapuri joyfully said, So you are Nimai. The Lord invited Ishvarapuri for lunch and then respectfully brought him home. Purport, it is the duty of all householder Brahmins to invite Vaishnava sannyasis to their homes for lunch. Therefore, as an ideal householder Brahmin, Gaurasundara invited Sri Puripad to his house for lunch. Mother Sachi prepared an offering for Krishna, and after honoring the prasad, Ishvarapuri sat in the temple room. Thereafter, Ishvarapuri became fully absorbed while describing topics of Lord Krishna. While discussing topics of Krishna, Ishvarapuri's spiritual senses became almost inert. He became intoxicated in the service of the Lord as if he were directly situated in the spiritual world. The subtle and gross designations of conditioned souls who are averse to the Lord are obstacles on the path of realizing the kingdom of God. By discussing topics of Hari, such obstacles are surpassed. Ishvarapuri stayed for a few months in Navadvip at the home of Sri Gopinathacharya. So we're reading, it's actually Gopinathacharya speaking in this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we're studying today. So this purport by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the actual identity of Gopinathacharya. Gopinathacharya was a resident of Navadvip, the son-in-law of Maheshwar Visharada, who lived in Vijayanagara, and the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Vidyu Madhusudana Vichaspati. In the opinion of some, he was the incarnation of Lord Brahma, as described in the Gaura Ganodesa Deepika 75. And then it's got the Sanskrit. Gopinathacharya, or the Bengali, was the incarnation of Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. He was one of the Navaviras and a knower of the Tantras. In the opinion of others, he was Ratnavali Saki of Braja, as stated in the Gaura Ganodesa Deepika. So Gopinathacharya, he was a very advanced devotee, and he chastised Sarvabhaumara Bhattacharya, because he couldn't understand the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which were manifested in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gopinath Acharya, he chided him and he said, "You're just like a dry oil cake," because he was a dry impersonalist until Lord Chaitanya converted him, liberation of Sarvabhaumara Bhattacharya. So actually Gopinath Acharya was a Sakya Braja. Puri Prana Sakyasin Namna Ratnavali Braja Gopinatha Kaya Charyo Nirmala Dvena Vishruta Ratnavali, the Prana Sakya Braja. It's interesting because there's a devotee called Ratnavali in London, and she swears at Krishna's lotus feet that in her previous life she was a brahmachari in Scotland who got killed in a traveling Sankirtan van accident. So she can remember her, anyway, this is a little bit beside the point, but she is sure that she was this brahmachari. But she goes on Harinam every day. Practically, she plays a djembe. She's Indian, but it. Ratnavali, the Prana Sakya Braja, has now appeared as the pure land in Gopinath Acharya. Since Puripad came in the disciplic succession of the senior Vaishnava Sri Madhava Muni, he's included in the Brahma Sampradaya, which is one of the four authorized Sampradayas. As a subordinate Vaishnava lives in the home of his guru, Puripad lived a few months in Navadvipa in the house of Gopinath Bhattacharya, the incarnation of Lord Brahma. So, he had actually written a book called the Krishna Lilamrita. This is Ishvara Puri. So Ishvara Puri, he showed it to Lord Chaitanya. He wanted Lord Chaitanya to comment on the book. He wanted to see if there were any faults in the book. So Lord Chaitanya said that if anybody finds any faults in the writing of a pure devotee, then he's a great offender. Because everything a pure devotee writes is actually perfect and full of rasa. So he warned devotees in that way, that if anybody finds faults in, like he says here, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna is certainly pleased with his devotees' poetry, even though it is imperfectly composed. An uneducated person may chant Vishnaya, while a sober person will chant the proper form Vishnave. But the Supreme Lord Krishna will accept both forms when they are chanted with devotion. Purport. To Lord Krishna, a pandit expert in correct language and someone ignorant of correct language are both equal. Of the two, Krishna bestows more mercy on the one who has more enthusiasm for the service of Krishna. Krishna, the omniscient supersoul of every living entity, is not guilty of the fault of partiality. So-called learned persons who are devoid of devotion proudly consider themselves learned as they reveal their foolishness by pointing out faults in the transcendental language of the pure devotees. The Supreme Lord and Master of Saraswati confirms the foolishness of the so-called learned offenders who are envious of the devotees at every step. And then Lord Chaitanya says, one who finds fault with the devotee is himself at fault. For a devotee's descriptions are meant only for the pleasure of Krishna. Therefore, who will dare find fault with your devotional descriptions of Krishna's pastimes? Hearing Nimai's reply was like a shower of nectar on the body of Ishvara Puri. So, anyway, he did point out a couple of discrepancies in the book. After hearing his poetry one day, the Lord smiled and said, "The verb root of this sentence is incorrect. The Atmane Padi form should not be used here." After saying this, the Lord returned home. Ishvara Puri was a learned scholar in the scriptures and he enjoyed analyzing scholastic topics. After Nimai left, Ishvara Puri considered the verb root that he had used and came to a conclusion from many different angles. He left the verb in its Atmane Padi form, and when Nimai came the next day, he explained, "I have concluded that the verb that you said yesterday should be Parasmaipadi should remain Atmanepadi. Dhatus are verb roots that indicate actions. When mixed with the 10 inflective classes beginning with lat, they produce the various tenses and moods. Considering each verb in three persons and three numbers results in 9 forms for each tense and mood. I sometimes use an argument when I'm trying to explain to people how people were actually more intelligent previously, how Sanskrit is such a complicated language, and that people nowadays, they can't really understand Sanskrit, because Sanskrit, as Prabhupada said, it takes 12 years just to learn the grammar. So that means that previously people must have been more intelligent, because they could grasp it, they spoke it. Now, you know, everybody speaks English, but Sanskrit is a much, much more full and complete language than English. Of course, even in India, everyone speaks English. At least the so-called educated people. But here we can get some understanding of how complicated Sanskrit is. You know, considering each verb in three persons and three numbers results in 9 forms for each tense and mood. Some of these roots are etmanepadi and some are parasmaipadi, and apart from these, some are ubayapadi. The parasmaipadi roots have 90 forms, and these are the same number of etmanepadi forms. Thus, altogether, there are 180 forms of these two kinds of roots. Okay. Now you know. Since Ninai Pandi said that the form of the root in the verse spoken by Ishvarapuri was not etmanepadi, Ishvarapuripada concluded that according to grammar, the form of the root was at Ubayapadi. Therefore, there was no fault in using the Atmanepadi form of the root. When the Lord heard his explanation, he was most satisfied with his servant's victory, and he did not find any further fault. Anyway. Okay, well, I've done you a big favor. Because it says here, whoever hears the auspicious topics about Sri Ishvarapuri lives at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sri Madhavendra Puri happily gave the complete treasure of his ecstatic love to Ishvarapuri. By the mercy of Krishna, Sri Ishvarapuri obtained love of God from his spiritual master, so he traveled free from anxieties. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions, comments, corrections? Where's Pushkar? Yeah, Prabhu.
That song, that word, akuti. Intense eagerness.
Right.
And then Krishna responds, of course, we know, millions of times more. If you give a little effort. I was just reading last night in Satsarup's Prabhupada Nectar how Prabhupada went to MIT and was lecture arranged, and there were a lot of Indians learning, techno nerds learning how to be computer specialists and etc. And one asked, well, what about Hatha Yoga? And Prabhupada said, if you think that by doing some bodily twisting you can get Krishna's mercy or learn to love Krishna, then the wrestlers and all the people in sports would be all pure devotees. So Prabhupada immediately defeated that logic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else? Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Ishvara Puri Pad Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.